I've described this Freedom Tower of the last couple of days many, many times. 1,776 feet high when it's complete. Lights up in red, white and blue at night time. There's the American flag in the front. The memorials, these two enormous waterfalls, the reflecting pools, the water cascading down 30 feet. And that is your government's attempt to mark people like your brother. What does it mean to you? What does that Freedom Tower and this memorial mean to you?
I'm going to disappoint you, and I'm going to tell you they should have left it alone. They should have cleaned up the original disaster site as best as possible with respect to anybody who was lost there, and cordoned it off and reopened it as best they could, because I had a taste in the base of my throat for 3 months that I couldn't even eat. The stench and the smoke and the burning of your eyes and just the heat. What I'm looking at with you right now doesn't represent any of that. It represents a place to go for solace, to be calm, to somehow be in touch with it. But maybe I'm spoiled.
It's a chance to move on, maybe. Maybe that's what this is, what the attempt is. To mark what happened, to remember what happened, but to say we will not be defeated. That tower is... That's coming from where was once a gaping hole. That's what they're trying to do.
Stephen, I have to tell you, I need to see... I need everybody in the world to see what that street looked like.
Yeah.
Not what it looks like now.
I want to say this to you. You're clearly a troubled man, and you're clearly in a lot of pain. But you're not hiding away. I've heard you give yourself a hard time here. But it would be so, so easy for you to huddle away and hide away. And what you've done today, sir, is you've come out here, and you're determined to speak very proudly of your brother. And I think that's the mark of the man you are.
I appreciate that. And I've been a representative of my brother in every aspect, in every way I could be.
Well then, Clifford, hold on to that. Hold on to that, and hold on to your ability to do that. You've made a mark on me today. You've had a huge, huge impact on me tonight. And the final words that I want to allow you to have is for you speaking about your brother.
Well, his grandnieces miss him. He's never seen them. His nephews miss him. His niece misses him. There's an empty apartment with a phone message still in its compartment. And if you push the button and replay it, it's a week's worth of friends and relatives calling and saying, "I hope you're not lost down there. Call me. I really hope you're down there working and you haven't been hurt or injured." And I have that tape. And when you just sit on the edge of the bed in this bedroom of that empty apartment, which my mother maintains and keeps it empty and waters the plants 10 years down the road.
Clifford, thank you so much. Stephen P. Russell, born on the 19th of May, 1961, and died September the 11th, 2001. Clifford, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity, Stephen. It's been my honor.